We are being asked to crucify Colonel Kendrick. My words are directed at my soldiers, the Apocalypse Squad. That's the name the mediates have given us, and it works for me. The seven of us who survived the First Light mission are all here, seated around a cheap oval table in the center of an otherwise bare, white-walled conference room in the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. It's the first time in the 5 months since we stepped off the plane at Dulles that we've been allowed to discuss our case all together, with no lawyers present. I need to know we are all still on the same side. I'm James Shelley. I presently hold the rank of lieutenant in the United States Army, but that will change at the conclusion of our court-martial. Our attorneys have decided that since Kendrick is dead, he's not going to scream and he's not going to argue when we hammer the nails in. So they want us to testify that the colonel used undue influence to get us to participate in a conspiracy. They want us to claim we were not mentally responsible at the time and therefore it is not our fault. Our return to the United States was voluntary, and we're widely regarded as heroes. It's a status I've leveraged to get us the privilege of this 10-minute session to confer on our defense strategy. Not a private session, camera buttons are watching from the corners of the room, and the ocular overlay I wear like contact lenses in my eyes is always recording. But we're used to that. We're LCS soldiers, and in a linked combat squad, you expect to be observed. In just a few minutes, each one of you will meet individually with counsel, where you will be advised to pursue an affirmative defense, claiming a lack of mental responsibility. Travel and communication have been a challenge ever since Coma Day, when seven improvised nuclear devices were used to destroy data exchanges across the country, shattering the cloud and collapsing the economy. So an agreement was reached to hold our court-martial in the centrally convenient federal courthouse in D.C. We are using the facility, but not the staff. The Army is conducting our court-martial with a court composed of Army personnel and presided over by a military judge. Our court-martial hasn't started, and we will not be in court today, so we're all wearing the informal brown camo of combat uniforms. Everyone but me is also wearing their linked combat squad skullcaps. The caps look like athletic skullcaps, but they're embedded with a mesh of fine wires that interact with the neuromodulating microbeads implanted in the brain tissue of every LCS soldier. Some of those microbeads are chemical sensors that report on our brain state, but others trigger neurochemical production. The skullcap is able to switch them on and off to affect the way we feel. I don't wear a skullcap anymore because I've moved on to a more permanent setup. I use a skull net, a mesh of sensor threads implanted on the surface of my skull. Like a cap, it houses a simple artificial intelligence tasked with monitoring and stabilizing the activity in my brain. It could be my get-out-of-jail-free card if I want to try to use it for that. I tap my head where my black hair is trimmed to a short buzz cut.